This is Kim Gordon, WGN Radio's neighborhood news reporter. It's my job to explore what makes Chicago's communities unique. In this episode, we take you underground in the Loop, where nine large corrugated plastic bears will hibernate for the winter in the Pedway. They're part of the Chicago Loop Alliance's Massimals in the Loop art installation. Planning director Kalindi Parikh.
There are a series of colorful bears. They'll be traveling in packs around the Pedway in different spaces, two of which are the hallway under Macy's and the Daily Center.
She says it was fitting the bears made their debut December 20th. That's a significant date.
When we were trying to figure out when to put them up, we're like, oh, it makes sense to put them up in time for their first day of winter, right, so that they'll be hibernating, which we thought was a really fun way. Because mostly the people that are in the Pedway in the winter kind of are hibernating themselves. They're trying to stay out of the cold, so we thought that would be a fun way to kind of relate them to the people that use the Pedway.
And it's not the first time the Chicago Loop Alliance has planned events in the Pedway.
We had a series of little arts events and pop-ups, like a pop-up dance installation, or we worked with SAIC students to install drawings in the hallway under Macy's. And a couple of other things, too. So this is sort of our second iteration.
Parikh says it's an area often overlooked in the city since the long, windy halls aren't all managed by the city or one specific company.
For the past couple of years, what we've been working on is, a series of different public art installations and programs and working with other people who are interested in that space to have a conversation about the space that's a little bit less than, like, look how bad this places, but let's celebrate how unique and interesting it is.
It's not clear how long the bears will be in their new habitat. They're used to living in galleries, not underground tunnels.
The Massimals have never been put in a place where they're allowed to be, like, touched and you know, kind of interacted with. And then with public art, it's always going to be interesting to see, you know, how long something lasts. So we'll be kind of monitoring it over the course of the season to see, are they staying intact? Are they still, holding up, and how are people interacting with them? And so that'll determine a little bit of when they get taken down. But we're hoping they stay up through the winter.
Until next time, I'm Kim Gordon with WGN's Neighborhood News, brought to you by Wintrust, Chicago's community banks.